Once one dares to breach the integrity of the published histone structure by remodeling the end termini into beta strands for the binding of DNA, another question soon arises. How much of each subunit should be considered N-terminal? The anatomical regions of each subunit that are part of the so-called superhelical ramp also have a high content of positively charged basic residues. Should we perhaps unwind some or all of those as well and add them to the N-terminus as part of a larger DNA binding beta strand?